ओम अज्ञान निरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नमस्ते। सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी श्रील प्रभुपाद की Although I joined ISKCON quite late during Prabhupada's stay on this planet, but I had the good fortune of being with him and serving him personally till Srila Prabhupada left this planet. During that time, I used to notice that Srila Prabhupada's main concern was his institution of ISKCON. I was just a new devotee, so I did not really discuss about that with Srila Prabhupada, nor did Srila Prabhupada himself speak to me so much about that. But I had the good fortune of hearing, especially Srila Prabhupada speaking to Tamalakrishna Maharaj, who was Prabhupada's secretary at the time. Many a time in the morning when Srila Prabhupada would wake up, the first thing he would say, "Where is Tamal?" And I would run and tell Tamalakrishna Maharaj that Prabhupada was calling him. And no matter whatever Tamalakrishna Maharaj was doing at the time, he would drop everything and just come and speak to Srila Prabhupada, come to Srila Prabhupada, and then they speak. And the main theme of their discussions most of the time was the welfare of his ISKCON, how to secure ISKCON, how to establish ISKCON so that the Krishna consciousness movement continues to spread even after his disappearance. And in this respect, I gathered three very important instructions from Srila Prabhupada. And those three instructions I will relate through three short incidences. Once a leading devotee, a sannyasi and GDC at the time, he left his sannyas and left his father. And he was brought back to Srila Prabhupada here in Vrindavan. Satsarupa Maharaj brought him to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada asked him, "Why did you leave? No matter whatever happens, don't ever leave this world." So that is one instruction that I gathered from Srila Prabhupada to be of utmost importance. No matter whatever happens, don't ever make this choice. Another time, every afternoon at 3 o'clock, Tamal Krishna Maharaj used to come to Srila Prabhupada with letters that was written to Srila Prabhupada, and he used to read out those letters to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada used to give him the points to reply those letters, and based on those dictations, Kamal Krishna Maharaj used to write the letters on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. And once in during one such instance, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was reading one letter from one devotee, and the letter was beautiful, expressing beautiful feelings, beautiful emotions to Prabhupada, and he was actually saying how he wants to offer his life so that in exchange of that, Srila Prabhupada could stay with us longer. And I was really touched by the letter when I was listening to Tamal Krishna Maharaj reading it. But Prabhupada's reaction was quite unusual to that letter. Essence of Prabhupada's reaction was, your actual love for me will be shown on corporate condition. Prabhupada very clearly pointed out that flowery words and expression of beautiful sentiment is not what really matters. What really matters is how you are going to cooperate with each other to push this movement forward. At that time I couldn't understand the purport of that statement. But later on I saw those who really loved Srila Prabhupada, those who really loved Srila Prabhupada, they will accept any amount of difficulties in order to cooperate with each other to push this movement forward. So this is the second instruction that I gathered, is that your actual love will be, your actual love for me will be shown by how you cooperate with each other to push this movement forward. And then in another occasion, Srila Prabhupada was speaking about how his spiritual master's institution, Gaudiya Math, fell apart due to his godbrothers, leading godbrothers, not understanding Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's most important instruction. To continue the movement forward with a collective endeavor through a governing body. Prabhupada was pointing out that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not mention anything about how the initiation will continue after him. He did not mention anything about who is going to become the next Acharya or Acharyas. His main instruction was collectively continue this mission through a governing body. And then Prabhupada pointed out that because they did not follow that instruction, Gaudiya Math disintegrated soon after Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's. although there are many very exalted and very powerful sannyasis and leading devotees, and they are continuing their spiritual life. But because they failed to collectively push the movement forward, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's institution unfortunately fell apart. And from that I understood that third instruction, which I consider to be of utmost importance to me, at least, that the GBC, the governing body, is the ultimate managing authority of ISKCON. And I have seen, because they're collectively endeavoring to push this movement forward, even 36 years after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, ISKCON is still going strong and it's expanding. So these are the three most important instructions that I have gathered during my short association with Srila Prabhupada in this planet. No matter whatever happens, don't ever leave ISKCON. Your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate with each other. And the GBC is the ultimate managing authority. So just follow them. Personally, I also have gone through various difficulties in my stay in ISKCON, but I have seen that just because I followed the instructions, or tried to follow these three instructions, my spiritual life has been protected. And somehow or other, I have been able to render some service to this wonderful mission of Srila Prabhupada. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki. Srila Prabhupada's International Society for Srila Prabhupada's wonderful, loyal followers. Gaur Prema.
So we'd like to thank His Holiness Bhakti True Swami Maharaj for sharing these very wonderful and very important three instructions.